Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Texas Tech University Choir and the TTU Women's Chorale will present a concert this Saturday evening in Hemley Recital Hall. To find out more about the concert, I visited with the conductors of both ensembles in the Texas Tech University School of Music. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're visiting with Dr. Alan Zabriskie, who is Director of Choral Studies at the Texas Tech University School of Music, and with Dr. Carolyn Cruz, who is the Associate Director of Choral Studies at the School of Music here at Texas Tech. Welcome to you both. Thanks very much for taking the time out of a very busy week to visit with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for meeting with us.
And thank you. It's an honor to be able to talk with you.
Coming up this Saturday evening is a major concert in the fall. It's the University Choir and the TTU Women's Chorale, and that's this Saturday evening. Tell us a little bit about, Dr. Zabriskie, if you would, tell us just a little bit about the University Choir and the concert that will be taking place.
Sure. Well, first of all, what I'm most excited about is this is the first full concert that I'll be giving with the University Choir. So we gave the Kaleidoscope concert where we got to kind of share the concert, and this is the first opportunity that I have to be able to stand in front of the choir for about 45 minutes and share some really great work that we've been doing this semester. The theme of the concert is to celebrate singing, really. The title of the concert is All We Are, We Have Found in Song, which is a line from one of the pieces called Flight Song that we'll be singing. And each of the texts that we are singing will have some sort of connection to that theme of why we like to do what we do, which is sing and create music. So we're going to sing pieces from a variety of time periods, both from the Baroque period all the way through to 20th century. We're singing a full Bach motet, which is about 15 minutes of a lot of notes and really exciting singing and everything in between there. But most of all, we would like to come across with our message this semester, at least, is that we are here to sing, here to do it together, and we're here to invite the audience in to our experience there on stage with us.
Right. Dr. Cruz, I think this is your first time on the front row. Tell us a little bit about you to start off with so we can know you a little better, and your work with the TTU Women's Chorus, Women's Chorale.
Well, thank you so much. I've actually been here. This is my 10th year at the university, which is unbelievable and also very exciting. The Women's Chorale has been involved in many performances throughout the years. We did perform at a regional conference in 2012, the Southwest American Choral Directors Association Convention, which happened to be in Dallas that spring. And so we had the pleasure of performing at the Meyerson, which was terrific. The Women's Chorale is an auditioned ensemble. It's unlike other women's choirs in other universities in that it is an auditioned ensemble and it's not simply the women who are not chosen for other ensembles. So we have many former all-state choir members, many singers who are not music majors but performed in their varsity choirs in high school, and have the opportunity to sing some advanced repertoire due to that. And we're very eager to partner with the University Choir for our concert this Saturday. Our portion will be about 20 minutes of music. One of the highlights of this Saturday is the beginnings of a work that we will prepare as part of a dramatically staged performance for the spring. So we're singing a piece called All I Was Doing Was Breathing, which is by David Bruner. It's an original composition by David Bruner. The text is by the mystic poet Mirabai. And the piece weaves through sounds of Hindu culture, reminiscent of Indian music and tonalities, but is an original composition by David Bruner, who is a director of choral activities at University of Central Florida. And we are excited to present our first performance of this work because it's quite difficult. It's very rhythmically challenging. It has a solo line that several singers from the ensemble will sing during our performance this weekend. And then there are two additional pieces that go with this set of compositions that we'll perform in the spring as a full set for all three pieces, with costumes, with, we hope, dramatic lighting, and with some different staging instead of the traditional standing on the risers and performing a piece.
Right. There's several things to unpack about that. I'd like to kind of take them if I could. You mentioned that this was an auditioned ensemble and that the repertoire could therefore be slightly different. There is a lot of great literature for women's chorus, isn't there? I mean, that's worth exploring.
Yeah? Yes, yes. Tons of great repertoire. We, in our choral culture or society, we tend to think of women's choir music as being slow, pretty, you know, three voice parts and, you know, traditionally accompanied by piano. Actually, out of our 20-minute set this Saturday, we only have one piece that's accompanied by piano. We have one piece that's slow, pretty, quote unquote, slow, pretty. And the other pieces are a little bit outside the box, so to speak, with being rhythmic and challenging the voice, challenging the woman's voice to incorporate all timbres and all colors. Another piece that the women's choir will be performing is called Truth by Andrea Ramsey. The text of this piece is by Gardenia Bruce, and it's very much a personal, soulful, introspective type of a text. The opening of it says, "My roots are earth, muddy river, and honeysuckle, sturdy and rigid like farmhouse planks." And it goes on to talk about sharing a sisterhood with the grasses, dreams climbing endlessly like kudzu in July. And in one of the phrases, it says, "My mother told me I was beautiful, and I believed her then. Why wouldn't I?" I feel this mission to bring a strong sense of self, strong sense of belief in, especially for young women, a strong sense of belief in being confident in whomever they are, and not just in their singing and not just in their musicianship, but them as women in general. And we are excited to share this piece and this message during our concert.
Tell us more about what's going to happen in the spring, that this is also not going to be just vocal, but it's going to incorporate other types of art as well.
Yes. Well, we actually have had one experience with this genre before. This is called choragia. So it's not only performing the vocal work, it's not only acting the vocal work, but it's a fusion of a dramatic and visual element along with singing. Different than an opera chorus performance in that it's not acting the role, it's not playing the role of the music, it's just evoking the visual elements that the music may imply. And Dr. Greg Brooks, who is on our voice area faculty, will partner with us in bringing this genre to life. In 2015, we performed Reflections from Yad Vashem by Daniel Hall, and it was a 7-minute work that we performed with choragia at the end of our spring concert that year. There is a video of the production of that performance, and we will make sure that it's live on our website for anyone to check out. So we will do this again this coming spring and perform the choragia in the choragia genre with all three pieces that go along with the set of Mystical Songs by David Bruner.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that we can visit about that later again in the spring. Maybe we can get some of that on our website so people can see.
Yes, that'd be great.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. Great. Alan Zabriskie, tell us more about the university choir portion of the concert. You said there was some Bach to begin, yeah?
Well, it's Bach right in the middle.
Oh, Bach in the middle, okay.
Yes, to kind of break up some of the things that we're doing on the other side. We have two bookends, two very rhythmic pieces to begin and end the program, and then the Bach in the middle couched in between some slower a cappella pieces as well. The Bach is arguably one of Bach's most famous motets, Singet dem Herrn. A celebration of singing and utilizing that to praise God, of course. So it's the 40 singers. They'll be performing colla parte with a portative organ, four strings, four winds, a double bass also to play continuo along with the organ, and highlighted by a really brilliantly written fugue, kind of right there in the middle of the first movement, and then a homophonic, as far as the two choirs go, Alles was, Alleluia section at the end that really builds to a great climax of the soprano singing a high B flat, which is the, kind of the highlight of the piece as we build to that moment. But it's just really, really fun and exciting, and the kids just have eaten it up and have loved performing it and loved preparing this piece a lot because it's so difficult. But then when you put the two choirs together singing juxtaposed various rhythms, various melismas, it really creates an exciting environment through that.
Right.
The other two pieces, the bookend pieces, are from contemporary composers. The first one is a Jubilate Deo, which is, again, a piece to praise God. Very mixed meter and creation of variety of textures and colors all the way through, and some boisterous singing as well. The final one has been the most challenging for the students to prepare, and I'm not sure that they like it yet. They might like it by the time we're ready to sing on Saturday. It's, for the most part, it's bitonal, which means you have a couple different keys going on amongst the voices. It's mixed meter, which means that there's not really any sense of stress and meter. It's compound meter, so it's mostly 7/8, 6/8, 5/8, 3/8, 1/8, and then add to that, it's polyrhythmic. So you've got some sections singing at a different meter than other sections, and combine all that into a piece and try and learn it, first of all, and then perform it successfully. Second of all, we're going to be really excited. I programmed it for the end so that we could just spend the whole concert worrying about it and then really perform it well when we get there and have a sense of celebration at the end. It's called I Cannot Dance. The opening text is, I cannot dance unless you lead me. And it's going to be kind of a culmination of the text that we've incorporated, meaning that we are all going to work to create music together, that we can't do that on our own. It is a collective thing, and we're gonna continue doing that. And our idea and our hope is to really, as I said, invite the audience down. One of the texts that is most meaningful for me that were of another piece is the Locus Iste text. And it is a sacred text, and it talks about the place being made by God and it being a sacrament to him. And the way we talked about it in our rehearsal process a little bit is that, yes, it is a sacred text, but let's incorporate that and think about that in what we do every day as singers in our choir and on stage as performers, that our performance and our collaboration and the blood, sweat, and tears that we put into what we do is our sacrament to ourselves, to the music itself, and then also to the audience for whom we're performing. So it becomes a sacred place, not sacred in the religious sense, but sacred in the musical, collaborative, family growth sense that we can do that together.
Right. So what else? The bookend pieces, Bach, Bruckner?
The first piece is by Masushita. He's a Japanese composer. It's about a 10-year-old piece. The last piece is by Aaron Kernis, and he is known for those kinds of things, creating a rhythmic drive within various components and just a wide variety of compositions. And so the Bach is in the middle. And then following the Jubilate Deo at the beginning, we're going to sing three additional motets. The first is Locus Iste, which is composed by Paul Miller.
Okay.
So this Locus Iste is by Paul Miller.
Right.
And his fame is he composed Ubi Caritas for the wedding of the prince and the princess William and Kate. And that's where he became famous and then has, of course, written many others since then. So that's the Locus Iste. And then our two graduate associate conductors will be conducting the other two motets, the Stanford Beati Quorum Via, which is one of my favorite pieces in the whole world, and then the Bruckner Os Justi.
Oh, so there is Bruckner, just so Os Justi, right? That's correct, other, which yes. is a great piece.
It is beautiful, yes. and the choir is singing it beautifully.
Right.
And then following the Bach, then we have a set of three pieces in English that are most specifically about the power of music and what it does. The first one is To Music Bent, which is based on a poem, a beautiful poem by Thomas Campion, and just a beautiful setting of that. Second piece is a piece called Flight Song, which has become relatively famous in the choral world. It is a piece about the collaboration of conductor and singer, and that's where we get our theme for the concert, which is All We Are, We Have Found in Song. And then the last one of that set is by Jake Runstead, and it's a piece called Let My Love Be Heard. And I thought it would be a great way to end that portion as an indication that we're utilizing our voices to show love and that we can do that, and we have that opportunity and ability and really the joy of creating love through our singing.
All right, great. I'm so happy to hear that you're going to do the Stanford Beati Quorum Via. It's always been one of my favorite pieces, and in fact, it was sung at our wedding. So it's a very, very special piece.
Absolutely.
And so I can't wait to hear that. Dr. Cruz, tell us specifics, time, date, place, and how people can know more about that.
Sure. This Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., Hemley Recital Hall, which is in the School of Music building at Texas Tech University, which is at the corner of Boston and 18th Street. You can enter the university off of 19th onto Boston, and then there's a parking lot just right at the corner to turn a little bit onto Akron in order to get into the parking lot. But the concert begins at 7:30. It's free, and we anticipate that it would last about an hour and a half at the longest.
Right. And anybody can come.
Anyone can come.
We would love anyone to come.
Great. Wonderful. Well, what a great program. And I really appreciate the two of you taking time today. I know this is performance week. It's a lot of stuff to do. So thank you both very much for the time that you spent with us here on the front row.
It's certainly been our pleasure.
Thank you for meeting with us.
More information on the concert is at music.ttu.edu. This episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd is producer of The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for listening.